And this is a Monday edition of Ozarks at Large. Friday afternoon, community partners gathered at the groundbreaking ceremony for the New Beginnings Bridge Housing Community. Located in South Fayetteville, this is the region's first bridge housing community. Designed by the University of Arkansas Community Design Center, the goal of the new project is to provide transition housing for the homeless population in the region. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the event, and she brings us this report.
Micro shelter communities exist across the country, and if all goes according to plan, Northwest Arkansas will have its own by winter. Mike Rush, president of the Serve Northwest Arkansas Board of Directors, says these communities have been shown to have a lasting effect in addressing the complex needs of those experiencing homelessness.
They provide shelter to our most vulnerable neighbors, and they provide them a pathway towards receiving comprehensive case management while addressing the root cause of the homeless circumstance. This is a housing-first approach to quickly and successfully connect individuals and families experiencing homelessness to permanent housing without preconditions and while we minimize the barriers to entry.
Rush says his connection to this project began in 2007 when he met Kevin Fitzpatrick, director of the Community and Family Institute at the University of Arkansas. They met after the results of the first Northwest Arkansas point-in-time homeless census was published. According to the 2017 census, an estimated 2,951 homeless people were living in the region at that time. Fitzpatrick says New Beginnings provides a critical component that's been missing in a comprehensive housing plan for the region.
It always has been apparent to me that we were meeting an enormous amount of need. And we're thankful for all of the service providers that not only partner with us, but that will be standing by us as we move forward in this venture. But we still were missing the hardest to reach, the greatest that were challenged, and the most difficult to serve. With New Beginnings, we're hoping to create a community that lowers the bar of entry, that recognizes the importance of safety, security, and stability, and then begins that really difficult process of repairing and reframing lives that carefully and patiently can carve out a path towards secure housing.
Several community partners attended the groundbreaking ceremony, including representatives from the University of Arkansas, the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, and the Salvation Army of Northwest Arkansas. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says the city has been working to address homelessness in recent years.
This city, I want you to know, over the last 3 years has invested $1.2 million to assist those experiencing homelessness through our general fund and our HUD program. The city established the Hearth Housing Program, which provides an average of 40 housing units and case management. Since 2016, we have housed 89 adults and 96 children.
The New Beginnings Bridge Housing Community will house about 20 people. It's being constructed on 4.7 acres in South Fayetteville that Serve Northwest Arkansas purchased from the U of A. Board President Mike Rush says the initial plan is to build 20 bridge housing facilities.
Every individual is individual. Every situation is different. They will be assessed. They'll put through case management processes. They'll be given goals and progress. But the first priority is really just get them out of the elements. This is a housing first initiative or an approach. So we want to put people in housing first, safe, secure, dry, warm, clean, so they can really then in that place begin to kind of unpack whatever led them into that situation to begin with. And so, we'll spend, and those could be from 60 days to 180 days. It just depends. Every situation will be different.
Each unit, which will be about 175 square feet, will include a covered porch, and residents will also have access to communal spaces.
All the residents will have access to community kitchens, to community bathrooms, warming shelters. They'll have all the facilities they need, laundry services, offices for case management. We have on the plans to have places for pets as well, too, to keep them safe and secure. So it's a full-service place to live. We want this to be a home.
There's still more work to be done, but Rush is pleased with reaching the milestone of breaking ground on the project.
Today's just a remarkable day. It's a little surreal. We've been working on this for 5 years, and the fact that we're able to break ground today because of the support of the community is really hard to say. We know the needs here are overwhelming, and to be able to finally come and to really break ground towards this bridge housing solution is significant. And so we're super excited today. We're super thankful for the community. So many people have come together to make this work. And but now the work begins. This is just the beginning. And so we're ecstatic.
The cost of construction and first-year operating costs is estimated to be about $600,000. Rush says they've raised about 90% of that funding so far, thanks to private donations. More information is available at servenwa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.